time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Packers on Saturday night.
I mean, you've had some great performances in your career. Where would tonight's rank for you?
Tonight was just really fun. Just like Coach said, I did the prayer before the game, and you know, I just talked about guys just playing free and trusting and believing in each other. Like, we've been through a lot this season. I mean, there's no shying away from that. We know what we need to do to be able to still give ourselves a chance. And that's just playing for each other and understanding that, you know, the Lord's going to be there with us regardless. And he's been with us this whole time. So, you know, hats off to guys just blocking O-line, like Coach Harvey said, tight ends, receivers, fullbacks. It's the unselfishness of them, you know, sacrificing, you know, their bodies, you know, for us to have success in the run game and dominate the line of scrimmage and dictate the game the way we want to.
Derrick, there was much made last week about you not getting the ball in the fourth quarter of that game.
Well, I got it today.
So
Was
it intentional today? Did you expect coming to this game expecting 25, 30 carries or more? Was that just how the game played out?
I was just worried about being effective with any opportunity that I got and being efficient in the run game to give ourselves a chance to get into drives, let those drives end in points, and run the ball physically and, you know, just focus on us dominating the line of scrimmage and establishing the identity in the run game throughout the game. That was just my main focus. Whatever carries it was going to be, I just wanted to go out there and make something happen.
How are you feeling it after the game, after a workout like that?
Huh?
Feel like a normal game for you, or are you feeling a little extra right now?
I mean, I feel good. My drilling is still going, so I can't give you the exact feeling. I might be a little sore tomorrow, but I'm built for it. It's what I train for. So, like I said in the interview, my strength comes through the Lord. So, you know, I pray to Him, and you know, I go out there and do what I got to do.
Yeah, were you aware of the number of milestones you crossed in this game, moving into fifth all time? Touchdowns, 10th all-time rushing. You passed OJ and Adrian Peterson for the most 200-yard games in NFL history. I mean, you tied LaDainian Tomlinson for the most 100-yard games with two touchdowns. It was like a crazy long list of players who you equaled or passed tonight.
Yeah, I'm so thankful and so blessed, and God has been so good, and every teammate, coach that has contributed, you know, throughout my career for me to have those accolades and the success I've had. I'm just very appreciative. You know, as a kid, you know, names you mentioned, you know, growing up hearing those names, idolizing those guys, and my name to be mentioned with there is just so a surreal moment for me and something that I always cherish.
Can you feel it early on, like when you get on a roll, you know, that first drive, you can, like, can you feel, all right, I'm being in chunks here, this is going to be a big night?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Heck yeah. You know, just got to keep it going. You know, once you get in that rhythm, you got to keep that rhythm going. And I feel like not just me, just the whole offense. We were just in the rhythm.
Derrick, you guys have kind of said repeatedly during practice weeks, we have confidence in Tyler, we trust him to play. Just how you think his growth this year and stepped into two spots and helped deliver arguably two of these wins?
Yeah, I mean, Snoop been ready, man. Like, I knew whenever his time come, he was going to deliver. And we, you know, we talked throughout this week, like, you know, we knew what we had to do. And I told him we need Hollandale Snoop out of high school. And he was like, let's go. And I saw right before we went out, I said, yeah, he locked in. So it wasn't no surprise to me, man. Snoop been preparing for this, you know, this whole season. And it just shows the work he's put in.
Derrick, you know, obviously it's still not in your guys' control at this point.
Yeah.
How will you spend tomorrow in terms of that Steelers-Browns game?
Well, I'll be watching and praying for sure. I'm going to pray as soon as I get up, before I get on the plane, when I get home in the morning, when I wake up. And hopefully, you know, we get blessed with the opportunity to have to play for something week 18. But at the end of the day, you know, we still going to focus on finishing the season strong. But, you know, we do need a little of a favor from Cleveland. But it is what it is. So we know what's at stake, position that we're in. But, you know, we've got to enjoy this one for sure.
Derrick, how have you seen the offensive line kind of rounded before in these last three games?
Oh, yeah, it's just been – they've been locked in, man. I'm proud of those guys, man, because they, you know, they work hard. You know, it's not easy, you know, doing what they do week in and week out, you know, putting their bodies on the line and, they just come out and continue to work, continue to trust and believe in each other. And, you know, I let them know that I trust and believe in them, and let's go get the job done, and that's what it is today.
All right, thanks, Derek.
All right, y'all.